Would you do me the honor?
Whoa, it's happening! It's happening!
A bean.
Oh, it's a bucket hat that says best D.
Would you be my best man?
Yes.
AKA my best D.
Yes, I will. Let's hug. Thank you. That's great. Oh, I feel so good.
Hey, welcome to Pop Podcast. I am your host, Dennis.
I'm your host, Gabe.
I'm gonna do it without even looking at you. Hey.
I have looked.
Welcome to Pop Podcast. We're getting over here, huh?
Do you want one? You don't have to.
I'm parched. Uh-huh. I think that's part of the thing. Hold on. Let me wet my whistle.
Well, it's right there. Don't have to drink it. I don't have to drink it, but we're drinking it. Pop, pop.
Pop, pop.
Pop, pop, everyone. Let's shout out everyone in the chat. No one. All right. Keep it going, baby, for the live stream that we do here. Pop, pop, guys.
You know what I like, though? I like to keep it as podcasty as possible.
Right. Fuck all these people.
Yeah. All these people.
All these people.
You know what? One day we're going to laugh. We're going to laugh at how little we used to have, because we're going to have millions eventually.
Mm-hmm.
I think. I don't know. Hopefully.
Well.
Is that what we're going for?
Millions?
Millions, right?
Yeah.
Infinite. Eventually? Infinite?
Yeah.
Dang. You think we could be the president, co-president of the U.S. one day?
Absolutely.
Like, we hit it off, you know? And, like, the trajectory just changes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We make it streaming stars. Respected opinionators.
Mm-hmm.
And then we run for president.
Yeah.
2040 or something.
Yeah, we'll be bigger than Joe Rogan. We'll be bigger than the president of any country.
Yeah.
We'll be bigger than Kim Jong-un.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, was it scary to say that?
No.
Okay.
Are we really scared of him?
I'm not.
I'm not either.
Yeah.
Is he really going to cause trouble?
I don't think so.
He's just not doing a good job over there, but I guess it's good enough for him.
You think Putin is alive?
Oh, is there a thing that he's dead?
That he's either dead or he has cancer.
Has he not been out for a while?
I don't think he's been out.
Seen?
I don't know.
Is the Queen of England dead?
That's another thing, too. That's another rumor, too.
She might be dead.
Putin might be dead.
Yeah. Is Joe Biden even alive?
Yeah, you didn't see him falling off a bicycle?
Yeah, that's. But I think that was him like glitching out. But I used to have a bike like that, so I know what the deal is, you know, because if you look down at his foot, he got those like step-in pedals, which are nice because you can wear casual shoes.
Uh-huh.
But like, if you're not used to it and you're not used to like pulling your leg back far enough, you do that.
You know, if he's dead, they're doing a good job of, you know, making it seem like he's alive. Let's not do any pre-recorded speeches of his. Let's have a stunt double
like
fall off a bike.
That's wild. I mean, it could be a face fake. What's that called?
Deep fake.
Yeah.
Could be.
Eventually.
Yeah. Fuck all that shit. I don't know why I said that. Sound aggressive,
but, you know.
Well, shout out Eldridge. You know why? Because that's our lone guy right there.
He's our lone chatter. Thank you, yeah. Eldridge.
But that's it.
You're the best. You know, I like Eldridge. His social media, it's worth following. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's not like balling out or anything. He's not like, but he's genuine. He's a real person, and he posts pretty like regularly. It's fun to watch.
It's good.
It's like food stuff. It's like family stuff. It's goofy pictures of himself. I dig it.
We're going to go from Eldridge to a million viewers. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
So we were going to discuss the movie called Knowing, starring Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
But you were too busy planning your wedding.
Yeah. Sorry, man.
But I mean, me and Mike could talk about it a little bit.
Yeah. Do you want to? Do you want to discuss it? Do you want to? You can discuss it.
How about you want? How about let's you pretend?
Yeah, let's make it into a game.
Yeah, let's pretend. The game for you is to pretend like you've watched the movie.
Okay.
So all just right. jump in with facts about the movie that you know.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So this movie stars Nicolas Cage. It opens up back in 1950, I think. And this elementary school is doing a time capsule. So they're all the students are writing, like drawing pictures, writing letters, and putting it in this time capsule and then burying it. Right. And then you know what happens next, right?
No.
You don't remember?
No, because this was the point where I was making the popcorn.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah. This
right.
is the point where I was making the popcorn.
Well, let me remind you.
All right.
So they put the time capsule in, and then there's also this person knocking at the front door right yeah. now that I'm going to ignore. Or do I open it? It's easier to just fucking open it. I'm fucking right here.
Are they going to do that for a long time?
They might. They might. They might walk over there, look at me in my eyes. There's the windows right there.
People do that?
No. Somebody knocked on the window once. What? That's
cool. It's the mailman.
I feel bad. Yeah. I feel bad for, like, these poor delivery people. They always look tired.
It kind of starts off like a scary movie because it's like they has this kid who's like possessed.
Okay.
And instead of like drawing a picture and like writing letters and stuff, she's like writing numbers, like a sequence of numbers.
Okay. All right.
It looks
right.
And it looks like code or whatever. And then she's like hidden away and she's like writing like real fast. And then
scary.
The teacher comes and finds her in the closet.
Oh, she's in the closet at the school.
Yes.
Right, right, right. She's writing the code.
Yeah, she was like in different places, but it seemed like she like really needed to like write all of these numbers down or this code down. And or I think the paper is taken away from the teacher because, you know, time was up. Mm-hmm. That's right. They were in class. So the time was up. She takes the paper away. The child runs away. She's found in the closet. Test? No. It's they're all writing their things that go into the time capsule,
oh.
and time ran out. So she had to like she couldn't
code.
Finish. Yeah, she couldn't finish her code. Damn. She ends up finishing something. She scratches it, the code, like the rest of whatever she was trying to put down on paper on in this closet door. Anyways, jump to the future. Nicolas Cage, he has a son. He's a single father. Kind of an alcoholic professor at MIT. He's talking about, you know, determinism. Are things random or are they determined for us? You know, whatever. He's having this like conversation with his classroom. And then, do I have to like explain the whole fucking movie?
No. And then it cuts to him mm-hmm. at the lake house.
Yeah.
Remember when he was at the lake house?
He's at the lake house. You're right.
And he's like looking over the lake and he's pondering.
Mm-hmm. He's pondering. He's pondering because he's sad.
Yeah.
He
wishes he got something into the time capsule too.
Well,
that's
almost.
That's what he said.
Almost.
That's what my takeaway was.
Something
you
comes
know, the movie
out.
Was so abstract at some point.
Something comes out of the time capsule and ends up in his hands. So his son, who goes to that elementary school,
because
it's 50 years later, they open up the time capsule. They're handing out these things to all these kids, and they get to open it and read it. And they're like, oh, look at what this kid did 50 years ago, whatever. And his son got the code.
Okay.
And so the son is like, this is weird. And then there's like this, like, there's like an ominous presence, too. Like, there's like a couple, like, white guys dressed in black suits, sort of just standing off in a distance.
I don't like when white guys are just hanging out like that either. You're right. That is ominous.
They be doing things like that.
Yeah, they do just
it's like
be hanging out.
White hair, too. So like,
that's right. Albinos?
Kind of albinos.
They're the worst.
Yeah.
So ominous.
You
get two albinos stand together close to each other looking
mm-hmm.
at you?
Mm-hmm.
That seems supernatural.
I'd walk away.
Yeah.
I'd just go the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
Not dealing.
Not today.
I mean, one albino, that's fine. I can handle one.
That's just a person. You put two together.
Two together?
That's an omen.
Yeah. And they're all dressed in black. It's too scary.
Nope.
Yeah. Matrix-like. And so his son takes this code paper home, shows the dad. The dad's like, you weren't supposed to bring this home, Nicolas Cage. And he, but then Nicolas Cage gets curious, you know, because he's drinking, he's sad, and all that stuff. And he does some like drunk digging, some drunk research, and he figures out that these numbers correspond to dates and tragedies. So like 9/11.
Pearl Harbor.
Probably. Where it's like
Trail of Tears.
Like 0911 and then 2827, which is September 11th, and then almost 3,000 people died.
Okay.
And there's a bunch that he finds, and it's just going in sequence. It's going like in order. And what happens when he gets towards the end?
Should we watch the trailer real quick?
Sure. Let's.
Oh yeah. Let's jog your memory.
That's right. Let's jog my memory about this. I like what's happening here because the average listener wouldn't have watched the movie, you know. So I'm like that person.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's watch this trailer.
You and me together.
Now, you see? The lake house.
That's the lake house, you're right.
That's the lake house, you know?
The theory of randomness says it's all simply coincidence.
That's fine like
there
that.
There is no grand meaning, making it possible for you to be sitting here in this riveting lecture.
50 years ago, the students of William Dawes Elementary imagined what the future might hold.
I definitely explained this today, pretty good so far. Ominous. Where's the ominous guy? There he is.
Okay, why are you showing me this?
It's a list of dates. Every major global disaster for the last 50 years.
Damn. That's classic Nicolas Cage. You know, explaining some shit like this.
I have a theory about Nicolas Cage.
Oh, yeah? I'd love to get into
it. Every movie is just a derivative of National Treasure.
Yeah.
A movie.
This one is more like a movie National I haven't Treasure seen. Meets. Oh.
That's like the best scene. From the directors of iRobot. It's starting to make sense. That young boy, terrible actor. The Whisper People. This is a pretty good trailer. You know what I liked about the movie? I wouldn't say that. If my son was like, am I going to die? I'd be like, fuck, I don't know, dude. Maybe, probably. I like that this movie committed to its computer graphics because they weren't great in 2009, but they didn't do it in a way where in the trailer, when you see the graphics, they're like quick edits. So you can't really you can't really tell if like, you know, the computer graphics are like, you know, bad or not.
Right.
But when you watch the movie and you see like the plane crashing, I was like, oh man, this is, I hope this was good for 2009 because it's not good for 2022.
Yeah, but I was pretty surprised with the graphics, especially for a 20 or 2009 film.
Yeah.
And the budget was only $50 million for a movie that cost $50 million, which I'm assuming Nicolas Cage got 20 million over. So with $30 million, they did a pretty good job. I was pretty shocked.
I thought the subway was the best, like, CGI. And then the, like, everything else was, like, not so good. But still, they committed to it. They didn't, like, I don't know. They just didn't, they didn't, like, edit in a way where it's, like, you, like, if you watch it for too long, you're, like, that, like, looks fake or whatever. Mm. They, like, they do, like, a whole sequence where a plane crashes, people are fucking running around on fire. And Nicolas Cage is, like, running through trying to help people. That was strange. But anyways, yeah, Nicolas Cage is basically, he figures out that the other numbers in this pattern are coordinates. So not only can he see what's coming up, he knows exactly where it's happening. Yeah.
Right.
And then not only that, the bigger part of this movie was these fucking whisper people that are in this kid's head. Rose Byrne plays the daughter of that girl in the beginning of the movie.
Okay.
She's writing the sequence and all that stuff.
She's like, my mom always told me about these numbers.
She says something like that, pretty much. But I don't know. I thought it was like a watchable movie. Mm-hmm. I watched it all the way through, enjoyed it. Classic Nick Cage. Some parts were silly, I thought, but still fun. What'd you think, Mike?
Well, what was the plot of the movie? What was like the main spoiler?
The main spoiler is that these whisper people are aliens who. okay. So the last, you know how they took the paper away and the girl wasn't done, you know, writing the code or whatever. So they had to figure out this like last disaster or whatever, so they could try to just save as many people as they could. And everything is numbers except for the very end where it says EE, and they find out that EE means everyone else. So Nicolas Cage finds out.
You know what's funny? It's you know how like on a calculator, if you keep like multiplying to an unlimited amount, it shows an E, right?
Yeah, for error.
I thought that's what it meant, but then they explained that it meant everyone else. I thought that was kind of corny.
Yeah, everyone else is kind of corny.
So everyone dies at the end of the movie.
Well, they're trying to find out how everyone is going to die.
Okay.
Everyone in the world is going to die. And they find out that there's going to be a solar flare.
Okay.
And there's nothing that anybody could do.
Okay. So they're like, all right, it's cool then.
Yeah. Like everyone's like starts freaking out. Like I guess the government catches on and they're, you know, they're the president or like chief of, you know, security's make, you know, at the podium saying like, this is going to happen. Everyone's best bet is just to get underground. And then Nicolas Cage is like, radiation's going to fucking wipe everyone out. Radiation will fucking go a mile into the ground or whatever, or 10 miles into the ground, whatever. So Nick Cage is just like, he's trying to still figure out how to solve this whole thing. Because this whole time, it's like, it's a puzzle for him. Like, he's a professor. He's like, he's going to like these places where these things are happening. He's trying to warn people. So he's still trying to like figure out like something to do. The coordinates for the EE led them back to the girl's house, the original girl who did the code or whatever. And this whole time, there's like these strange little clues, like these like black rocks that are happening and these whisper people that are like whispering or like getting these kids' attention, like his kid,
right.
his boy's only, attention.
Only the kid can see the aliens?
Only the kid could, everyone could see the aliens, but they're just good at just showing up in front of the kid.
The kid notices.
The kid notices and Nicolas Cage notices like strange dudes, like,
yeah.
But like every time he like runs up, he's like, "Who's that?" You know, they're long gone or whatever.
It's like screaming,
yeah.
Like half of the movie, which I thought was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Isn't that every Nick Cage movie? Like every Nick Cage movie that he plays a little bit more serious of a character, he's kind of yelling the whole time. He's got the classic yelling. Like if Tom Cruise has running, you mm-hmm. know, at a dead sprint and mm-hmm. doing his own stunts, Nick Cage is yelling mm-hmm. and then explaining some kind of like linkage. This because of this and then that.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, he's got a lot of that.
Yeah. I mean, that's what he's doing. Like he's semi-yelling at his friend who's his like colleague, is professor at MIT. And he's like, you don't understand. I was up all night drinking whiskey, doing all these numbers. Mm. You know, this isn't a coincidence. And, you know, his friend's like, whatever. Mexican? I don't know.
You're doing some kind of accent?
I was doing all the numbers, I said. And like, fucking.
That's right. It was Michael Pena. Right?
So he... There's a solar flare situation.
Right.
Everyone's going to die. Nicholas Cage, like Rose Byrne is the counter.
The daughter.
Yeah, the daughter. And she has a daughter. And they're like, because he finds her. He's trying to find all the clues. He went to the school, or he found the original teacher, talked to her, found out that the girl who did the numbers has a child, went to talk to her. So he's like trying to find out as much as he can from everybody.
About the numbers. Right.
So he finally just says, because there's numbers attached to EE, mm-hmm. and the coordinates are to the girl's house, the original girl's house, Rose Byrne's mother's house, and which they've already visited for clues. But Rose Byrne is like,
What clues are they looking for? How to survive a solar flare?
I mean, he feels like he has no choice but to just follow clues.
He's just investigating.
He knows.
Where are these numbers from?
Right. He knows. What,
who did this?
He knows that if they try to find shelter and try to survive, they're not gonna survive. Right. Like, he's just like, it's impossible.
So do all the people just resign to die?
Everyone's freaking out. No one knows what to do because it's all happening within 24 hours, or like even less time than that.
So what's the end of the movie again?
Nicolas Cage, Rose Byrne is telling Nicolas Cage, we have to go to this cave. I know a cave. Let's go to a cave. We'll be safe in a cave.
Rose Byrne. She knows because her mom said something.
And Nicolas Cage is like, yeah, let's do that. But then like later was like, no, let's not do that. And they're at a gas station and everyone's freaking out. Rose Byrne kidnaps Nicolas Cage's son and takes off, and they're going to the cave, leaving Nicolas Cage alone, which pisses off Nicolas Cage because he's like, why you take my son?
Yeah, just go.
Just go take your daughter then if you're going to fucking do whatever you want to do. He just figures out that the coordinates that are linked to the EE is back at the original house. So he's like, we just have to go to the house. The answer is there. We have to just go there. It's telling us to go there. Let's just go there.
Right.
So they go there, and is that where they meet the aliens?
Well, Nicolas Cage calls Rose and was like, "Yo, you could bring my kid back, and we got to go to this house." And she's like, "No." She's like hysterical, and they're like screaming for like 20 minutes back and forth at each other. Which I thought was the most annoying part about the movie.
Yeah.
And then eventually she gets into a car accident and she dies.
Oh, that's right. She dies.
Gabe always forgets those things in the movie.
There's so much happening though. I think her number, like her death was predicted too, right? Or, well, everyone was supposed to die that day. Everyone was going to die that day anyway, so. She dies.
so basically the movie is it's just like Noah's Ark. It's like a Noah's Ark sci-fi movie. So
who survives?
So in the end, those kids, the reason why those kids could hear those white blonde people was because they wanted to collect them for the new planet, because Earth was gonna die.
Yeah.
Earth wasn't going to make it because of the solar flares?
Earth was going to die.
So
these aliens knew.
Right. And they're like, well, let's just pick the good ones.
Yeah.
The cute ones.
Yeah.
Well, it's two white kids.
Two white kids. I thought they were picking up more kids.
Which was kind of funny.
How can you start a whole population off two kids? That's gross.
Right. But that's like the theme of like Noah's Ark, right?
It fixes itself after a while, right?
It fixes
enough inbreeding.
I mean, after enough inbreeding and generations, like it would just be normal, I guess.
Well, the end of the movie, they show these kids go off with these whisper people, and they take off in this ship. And when they land on this new planet, there's a bunch of these other ships that are arriving too. Right. So
maybe they got some Asian kids in there, some Mexican kids.
Yep. Yep. For some reason, these two white kids had two white bunnies in their hands, too. Just fucking weird.
The aliens were white?
The aliens were white. They're giving these kids white bunnies to, like, say, like, hey, come into our white van.
And fuck like rabbits.
Yeah, something like that. It's fucking weird. They didn't explain the fucking rabbits at all, right? Or is that some, like,
Easter egg? They were just implying that they were collecting animals as well. So, it wasn't just them. They had animals on the ship.
We don't have any cage for this animal. Can you hold this animal, please?
And it happened to be white, which I thought, like that was the first thing I noticed. I know that wasn't their intention. It wasn't like a white supremacy movie or something, but like subconsciously I was just like, the aliens are white. These two kids are like the whitest kids ever. And the rabbits were white.
Yeah, everyone's white. Except for some black people in the beginning.
What movie? What year was this movie? 2009?
2009.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I was alive in 2009. I guess that's pretty white for even the time. But usually they stuck in like Tyrese or something.
If it's not white, it's not right. That's Aldridge read my mind.
Yeah.
And what was in the end, you see, they're on this new island and you see like the tree of knowledge and they're like running towards the tree of knowledge, these two kids. And I was like, I immediately thought to myself, like, I mean, these two kids would be the first living thing to die. Animals aren't going to die. Like they would, they've already learned to survive. These kids are like eight. Like they're going to either starve to death or like,
they're supposed to eat the rabbits. It's their first meal.
Yeah, you don't think like the aliens like are like giving them like a helping hand, like
I hope
get
so.
Started, you know? And like
to be honest, I was like, yo, Nicolas Cage should have went with him, but they were like, nah, you didn't make it.
Oh yeah, they tried to, like the son was like, I want my dad to go, and then the whisper people were like, nope, sorry, too old.
Yeah, too old.
Don't want you fucking any of these.
We want puppies.
Yeah, we want puppies.
We don't want the dogs. We want the puppies.
Yeah, but yeah, it was wild. Nicolas Cage could act his ass off. He was like in every scene. Is that how that works?
Yeah, there's a lot of movies where like one guy's in every
scene. The main actor is in every scene.
Yeah, there's a lot of those.
He's good, man.
That itself is like more of an old school movie too. Like nowadays, it's a little bit more. Most things are a little bit, at least two people, or like a little bit more ensemble-y.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he wasn't like, I mean, he hooked up with Rose Byrne and they had to like work together for a little bit because he needed her cooperation and information.
Yeah.
But other than that, he's fucking running around trying his best. Yeah.
He's trying his best to save everyone.
The reason he figured out the coordinates, like, the other numbers, because somebody called it out. It was like, well, what's up with all these other numbers that you didn't circle? He's like, well, I don't know. But and the way he finds out is he's stuck in traffic, and he's something happened, and he looks at his GPS and the coordinates on there match like the date for the next tragedy. Mm-hmm. So he's like, so the coordinates match. So he's exactly where the numbers are and the date. So he's like, is something going to happen here? and then a fucking plane crashes. He gets out of the car because there's an accident in front.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like, all right, how many people died here? I need to know a number of people who died here.
What a creepy ass dude to walk up to a car accident.
And
Excuse me. How many dead?
Yeah.
No, I need to know. How many?
That's basically what he was trying to get at. And then all of a sudden a fucking plane crashes right there. And then he runs up and then all these people are on. First, if there's a plane crash like that, everyone's incinerated. Like, there's no way anyone's surviving that airplane.
You know, I originally was like, yeah, how did so many people survive it? Because, you know, you see people running out of the plane. And I was like, this is bullshit. But then it does happen. Travis Barker survived a plane crash.
That is true.
With DJ AM. You know, he was burnt, but they survived it, surprisingly. So that's it could happen.
That's crazy. But that's like a small, like...
Yeah, it was like a private jet.
Yeah.
I just imagine most plane crashes... Like, maybe nothing, hits you, but, you kind of get shaken around, violently. Enough to, just scramble you, I feel like, no?
Yeah, these people were, running around, and most of them were on fire. And Nicolas Cage would just grab them and throw them in a puddle, and then go to the next person and throw them in a puddle.
Pretty much. It was pretty weird.
And what? Yeah, it was
he's helpful, you know.
He was kind of helpful. I was like, Jesus. Like.
But it's funny because there was a lot of puddle near the plane, and there was one guy who was on fire and he was screaming past Nicolas Cage, and I was like, why didn't you just jump in the puddle? I mean, that's hard to say, obviously.
Why don't you stop, drop, and roll?
Yeah, I don't know why that's the first thing I would do: stop, drop, and roll.
Which, by the way, doesn't work. It's been proven that
it doesn't work.
Yeah, so they don't teach that at schools anymore.
Oh, snap! What works then? Like, cover it with a blanket.
Yeah, I think it's blanket and fire extinguisher. I think.
Yeah, because rolling when you roll you think you're stomping the fire out, but you have to
kind of really squish it down.
Yeah, you got to lay on it for a little bit.
And then the other side's on fire.
So I guess maybe the way to go is to just lay down
flapjack it.
Yeah, but face first.
Yeah.
So that your
face is protected.
Your face is saved as much as it can be.
And then
rub. Rub.
And then flapjack.
Flip over, yeah.
Flip over, yeah. Do it. And then kind of do it. But you have to stay on one side for a good enough time to stamp out the fire.
How long do you think you got to stay on one side for?
Seconds.
Seconds?
5 seconds.
Ooh. 5 seconds, pretty good.
5 seconds.
Pretty good. I guess it depends. If you're in a muddy, grassy area, 5 seconds will do it.
If you're in a moistery area, I think you could shorten the time. A couple seconds.
If you're on cement.
As long as you can get wetness on you.
Right.
But what if you're covered in jet fuel? Who knows? Maybe the guy already tried stop, drop, and roll, and he's like, fuck. And that's why he's just running past.
It's true.
And he's looking for a bigger, swimming pool.
Well, it was a wild movie. Entertaining. Fun enough.
Fun enough?
Fun enough.
Damn, I wish I watched it. I haven't done much.
Aldridge says, water is the essence of wetness. Hashtag SoCoGlam.
Hashtag SoCoGlam.
Is that indeed. What they say?
Well,
I don't think so.
Where is that quote from?
Water is
I know.
Is it from?
No, it's not from SoCoGlam.
What is it from?
It's from Zoolander.
Yes! Okay.
When he's a merman. The commercial that he sees on the TV with his dad.
What up, Jess?
Hey, Jess.
Hola, hola. Anyways, what do you give it? What rating do you give the movie, Mike?
I give it. I was actually pretty entertained, and I noticed halfway through, I was like, oh, I've seen this movie, which is kind of crazy because I guess I saw it in passing. But
right, when you weren't paying attention.
Right, exactly. And I give it a good 6.1, I would say.
6.1.
For what it was?
6.1. Hey, I like a good 6.1. 6.1 is a good movie.
Yeah, it holds up. It's pretty entertaining. It's a new concept. It's a disaster movie with some sci-fi, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like you're trying to figure out what kind of movie is this? Is it just a fucking the world ending? Is it sci-fi? Is it scary? Because, you know, it starts off sounding like pretty scary. You know, white dude and a, you know.
And the girl was, the little girl, there was like a scene where she's like standing by herself with a balloon. Remember that? And the teacher sees her. She's like in the corner. And I'm like, yo, this might be a horror movie.
Pop, pop.
Pop, pop.
Oh, wait. Before you drink. Do you think we could try to do our high five but with a beer? I want to see what that looks like.
Like our...
Hold on.
We're just bumping back and forth. That's it.
Yeah. I kind of like that. I kind of like that. I feel like it kind of works.
We got to do... Well, I think
that's... I think we got to do this. The love drink at the end.
The love drink at the end.
The love drink, yeah. I mean, we could throw the beer past each other and stuff. But, meh.
Meh.
I wish I watched a movie. I like a good 6.1. What would you give the movie?
7.
7?
Yeah.
7's pretty good. What's another 7 to you?
Lion King.
Lion King? Yeah. Damn.
This is up to par with Lion King.
Yeah. Halfway through, I was like, this is just like Lion King.
I'm enjoying this just as much as Lion King. I love this movie.
All right. I don't know, man. It's pretty good. It's Nicolas Cage, man. It doesn't compare to The Rock and... What's another good Nick Cage movie?
Con Air.
Con Air.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Gone in 60 Seconds is one of my favorites.
Gone in 60 Seconds. Face Off.
Face Off.
Face Off's pretty good.
Face Off is great.
Raising Arizona.
Yeah. Was that like his first hit?
That's like his first like legitimizing.
I tried to watch it and then I was like, I don't get it. And I stopped watching it.
I don't think I was in the right mood. A bunch, but I've never paid attention.
Yeah. I'll watch it. I'll try it.
I remember putting it on once, not that long ago, and I still can't tell you what the movie's about. I put it on like 4 months ago, and I still don't know what it is.
Excuse me. What else is going on?
So man, because it's a Nicolas Cage movie, I just want to talk about Nicolas Cage's hair.
Yeah.
Because he's, excluding Raising Arizona, where he had amazing hair in that movie because he was young. Like his hair has always been like controversial because it's like he's clearly losing it.
Yeah.
And he's been losing it his whole career.
Yeah. He's like a young Doc Brown in this picture. You know, the guy from Christopher Lloyd from back
in the future. He just needs to be gray, right?
Yeah. He just needs to be gray. I mean, even the pose is perfect.
It's like a Jack Nicholson style hair.
Wouldn't it be funny if his hair like receded or didn't recede, it just grew back? Like he just had like opposite hair?
Yeah, so the reason I'm bringing this up is because Nicolas Cage got new hair.
Oh, is that what's happening? Okay, yeah. Let's see it.
So
let's see his new hair.
His latest movie, which Eldridge actually brought up, which I completely forgot what it was called, even though I've seen it. Oh, it's...
Soko Glam?
The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent.
Oh, yeah, the new movie.
The movie's awesome. I think it would have been more successful if it was a different title. That title was, I think, pretty bad. But so this is his new hair in the movie, and it's great.
Oh, he's subtly moving it up. He's not going to stop. He's just kind of doing it in stages. I can tell. Smart move.
How do you do that? Plugs or something? Surgery?
Yeah, I think it's hair plugs or hair plugs? Something. Hair transplant.
Hair transplant. Surgery. Yeah.
Yeah. Plugs is.
What's a hair transplant from another part of your body?
Yeah, so it's like back of your head
to the front of your head. Oh, it's not like from another dude who has great hair.
That might be possible. I guess if your blood matches. I guess.
I don't know, man.
But
probably.
But if it falls out, does another hair replace it after a transplant?
It's because the transplant, it grows.
It's regular hair. Elon Musk is the poster child for hair plugs.
Yo, LeBron James.
LeBron James, you know, too.
So the reason why I'm bringing this up is because it seems like a lot of people that were bald or balding got hair transplants during the pandemic, I guess, which is the perfect time to get a hair transplant.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, they're not working, so.
You know who needs a hair transplant? Snoop Dogg.
No, no one needs a hair transplant. What's wrong with everyone? Snoop Dogg
got like 3 dreads at the back of his head, at the very back of his head.
Yeah, I mean, that's okay. I was going to say
he just cut off the dreads.
I think people should just
do whatever they want to do.
Yeah, I mean, people should do whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
But also, like, I get it. Like, Nicolas Cage is like, you know what? I still want to make a lot of movies.
Yeah.
And make a lot of money.
Yeah.
But you could.
Nah, you can't do it without hair plugs.
You can't do it without hair
plugs? You can't do it without. Because the thing that you need to do is not, it's not keep drawing us in. Mm-hmm. He don't give a fuck about us if he's smart. He needs to draw in, like, young kids. Mm-hmm. Like, the young kids who will watch a movie, right? And be like, oh, that's a cool actor. And yeah, then that extends, like, because for as long as they're alive now, Nick Cage is in the memory and the conversation like he is with us.
But he had great movies with less hair.
Right.
So what difference?
But like, he's more hireable.
I guess.
He's more hireable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think hair, to a certain extent, for men is pretty important, I think. And
it's Hollywood. It's a vanity contest.
Yeah, for
right,
sure.
Right, right, right.
And I know Eldridge wants to see Elon Musk, but I mean, you guys seen Elon Musk bald, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, he was pretty bald.
He was pretty bald.
But check this out. This is Andrew Garfield before the pandemic.
Let's check it out.
So he's clearly losing his hair.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's receding, right?
Yeah, it's receding.
He kind of has like the Jack Nicholson thing happening.
And
then this is post during the Academy Awards.
Give it to me, baby. Fuck yeah.
He looks great.
Fuck yeah. He looks like.
That's not like he didn't comb it. He should be
the Riddler. He looks great there.
You think his hair is. You don't think it's just like. Bad, I don't know, comb. Style differently?
No, because like if you look, I mean, you clearly see. There's like a gap there. He's going to probably have an island in this area.
An island?
Yeah, like
people have islands.
Yeah, like Jude Law. Jude Law has like an island of hair. I'll show you a photo of Jude Law. Well.
This is kind of fucked up. Balding men and judging them, but that's a great. Look at him. Look at him.
Right.
He's in Hollywood. Hair. The boy wants to work.
I think it's more noble to work to grow. Your personality, your skills, your everything into your whatever you evolve into. Yeah. Like if I start going bald, I'm gonna be like, all right, I'm gonna fucking bring some bald energy now.
I'm gonna bring
some energy that's gonna fit into this bald head of mine.
Right. I agree.
Because my shit's receding too a little bit.
Elon Musk, he
to me is like less important. Like he doesn't need hair plugs. He's not in a vanity contest.
No.
But he wanted to be a rock star, so he just wanted to get some hair.
Right.
But if it's like, if you're like Nick Cage and you know you make a lot of money, you're used to making a lot of money, you want to keep making money, like you got to just keep working. You got to keep working because you got to get into these movies so these kids will watch you.
He's fine. He doesn't have to.
Nah, man. No one knows natural. You know, like
he's weak.
There are kids who are born in like the year 2000 who mm-hmm. don't know the movie National Treasure.
Mm-hmm.
You say National Treasure to them, you may as well tell them fucking talk to them about I Love Lucy. You know what I'm saying? Like it's so out of their age range.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you just gotta keep working and get into their minds, and that's how you stay busy. I think.
I mean, whatever. People do whatever they want to do. I don't care. I don't care.
You don't care?
But for the sake of conversation, though.
I don't.
I'm going to have some strong opinions about this.
Yeah?
Because I'm sensitive about my fucking hair and my fucking big ass forehead.
I don't think you got to be. I think you're good.
And I have this conversation every day in the mirror. I'm like, do I want to cut my hair and comb? Because I used to comb my hair. My hair used to be shorter and I used to comb it forward.
Yeah.
And I used to sort of cover this part of my forehead that I'm sensitive about. We've talked about this.
Yeah.
But you know, since I've been combing my hair back, I'm like, do I like this? You know, there's some days where I'm like, I like this. I look mature and sexy. You know? And then there's other days where I'm like, what's up with my forehead?
Yeah.
This isn't a good day. Should I cut it? and comb it forward and like, you know.
How your hair is pretty long right now, right? It'll come down to your eyes or something.
It's shorter than it's been in the past from haircuts. I went to a Fantastic Sam's instead of Our Girl last time. Yeah, and why? she cut out a lot, and I actually like how much she cut out.
Yeah.
Well, now it's grown in a bit, so I think this is like a nice stage where it's at. It's a good stage where it's at, I think. But yeah, I don't know. Hair's a fucking tricky thing.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing. That hair you can control. You can go wild, you know, but you can't like, you know, reshape your nose and your jawline and all that stuff, you know, just how you feel, you know what I'm saying? Like hair, you can cut, you can grow, you can change colors.
Yeah.
You know, you could do all sorts of shit. So
you're pretty anti like plastic surgery, anything, huh?
I think I am. I mean,
I am too, for sure. But go ahead.
It's just fake.
Yeah.
Everyone's talking about like, be authentic.
Yeah.
Be real.
Yeah.
Be you.
Yeah.
Go get some Botox. You want to go get some Botox?
I got a 2-for-1.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, LA is definitely more fake than a lot of places. I think you go to other places. On average, LA is prettier, I would say. But also, LA is very more fake.
I think, yeah. I mean, I just...
But these girls out here sometimes, though. They're good-looking girls, though.
Yeah, but like when I find out this the fake shit about him, like
yeah, but like I think here's when I think about plastic surgery and I want to be negative about it, I think to myself, would I get a dick enlargement? And I kind of think I'm weak. I will, you know, if it was available to me, I would. So I can't fault him. If you're if you got a problem with your own nose and you're like, I gotta get this fixed, and I'm not gonna say like, oh, you weak as shit because you want to fix your nose, you know?
It's a numbers game, right? Like if someone gets a nose job and 20 more people like you because of it, 20 more people are more attracted to you because of it, but 4 people are not attracted to you because.
Would you get a penis enlargement surgery?
No. Nah.
You wouldn't get a penis enlargement surgery?
No, I get a reduction.
I think plastic surgery, in the end of the day, it might seem like it's for other people, but I think it's for like personal, what is it? Like personal, like...
Self-esteem?
Yeah, like exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I think it is personal.
Yeah, yeah.
Because like, for them, they see it. Mm-hmm. They see it and they're like, exactly. I don't like it.
Because I think most people, like, if someone had, like, a...
But then you'll find something else you don't like. And then that's how you end up with, like, that's, you know, 20 like surgeries.
That could happen.
The people that, like, really go for it and stay on that plastic surgery track, they really kind of end up looking the same, too. Like, they all kind of...
Yes.
It's like, it all, like, narrows into, like, one kind of plastic surgery look.
Right.
You know, like, nose jobs and stuff like that.
I think what's attractive about people is their their uniqueness.
The little I'm with you.
Yeah, like, I agree with that. I mean, I think in the end of the day, if someone is insecure about the way they look, I mean, obviously something happened in their childhood. Maybe their dad didn't give them enough compliments or something.
Dad.
But at the same time,
I don't think my dad gave me enough compliments. Yeah. Now that we're mentioning it, I don't think my dad gave me a single compliment.
There's not a lot of dads giving compliments out there.
Yeah, I don't know.
To daughters.
For sure. Yeah, like, no, dads give daughters love.
Yeah.
Dads give sons.
No love.
Yeah.
Well, no, Koreans, I mean.
I mean, I don't say it's no love, but it's like not a soft love. Fathers and sons, at least in our generation, I don't think. It's softer than probably what they had, our fathers had in their lives. And I'm glad it's getting better, but yeah.
It's probably like lack of father support and too much mother criticism.
Right.
Too much moms being like, you got to lose weight. You got to do this. You got to do that.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, because my mom always told me my dick was small. Your mom that's why I would get the dick enlargement. She was always like, why is it so small? She would say to me.
See, all that shit fucks you up, dude. I'm telling you. All that stuff fucks you up.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially when your mom's like telling you that, right?
You're right.
It's just not right.
Is she telling you that when she's tying your shoes?
Yeah, she's like, it's too small. And I'm like, come on, Mom.
Come on, Mom, why are you tying my shoes? My pants aren't even on yet. You're tying my shoes.
good. That was a good little end on that.
I you know, when I was younger, I used to be like kind of like not into like girls getting like boob implants. But the older I get, I'm like, I get it. I mean,
have you felt them? Have you felt fake ones?
You know, I don't think I've ever felt fake boobs.
I don't know. I don't think I have either.
But it's, look, if they look boobs. In the mirror and they think, oh, I'm unattractive because my boobs are small, which I'm assuming, again, it's something from their childhood. Like maybe their parents was like, your boobs are small, or a kid that they had a crush on made fun of, you know, them or something.
Right.
But
I mean, but like now it's social media. Now it's just like,
oh yeah, it's everything
you see.
Worse.
Yeah, everything you see on social media is like, you know, like fake everything and edited everything and photoshopped everything.
Dude,
so it's more that than I think. I mean,
like
it's
Facetune.
It's a combination of all of it. Yeah,
Facetune. It's all of it.
It's all of it.
If you go to the gym, I'm like, you know,
every girl's doing. Butt exercise.
Butt exercise. That's it. Yeah. Every single
These girls out here. Oh, I mean, we've mentioned it a few times, but these girls out here at the gym—they're ridiculous.
It's crazy.
They got bands. They're fucking. They're doing all sorts of
they're
shit.
They're professionals,
now.
Dude. They're professionals. They take the squat rack.
Yeah.
They take.
Oh god damn! I've never seen so many girls doing squats.
It's
if you look at like where all the squat racks are, it's just women. Like the guys kind of just are waiting.
Mm-hmm.
It is
yeah.
a lot of women that do squats. Yeah.
I don't care if, like, I don't want people to listen and be like, fuck Gabe. He doesn't, like, you know, like, fuck him for judging people or judging me or, like, whatever. Like,
right.
I don't care if people get plastic surgery.
Right.
I give zero fucks.
Yeah.
Nothing.
But,
like if
not
someone,
for you.
Yeah, not for
not
me.
Not for you.
Like if, yeah, like, so I don't know. You, like it just.
So like, let's say K-pop gets super popping,
mm-hmm.
right? Would you get your eyes slanted? Like it's the look. Everyone's doing it.
Well, if you're a kid and you're looking in the mirror and you're crying, you know, like oh my god, I'm super ugly.
Yeah.
In their eyes, you know, I'm ugly. Then yeah, then I think like if it can help you not cry anymore, and then you know surgery is the answer to that. I think yeah, you should get it.
But I think again, you're gonna find something else that's gonna make you cry, and then
well yeah, that's
like
the...
you're not like I think people aren't solving the issue when they're talking about like oh yeah, if I get plastic
yeah.
surgery, it'll fix this problem. Plastic surgery, I don't think fixes any problem. It's just aesthetics. Like if that's what I mean. Like if somebody wants to get like a boob job,
yeah,
and they're, I feel like most of the time, well, I don't know. I'm not gonna judge people, but it's
not
just
gonna judge people.
If someone wants to get a fucking boob job,
yeah,
then they get a boob job.
Yeah,
like fucking who cares?
You know, there's just people that buy like custom wheels for their cars,
mm-hmm.
and there's people that don't.
Everything is decoration. We were talking about this last time. We were talking about tattoos. You know,
oh, yeah,
like
that's right. You wouldn't do a tattoo.
I'm not into tattoos.
I'm keeping the shit stuck.
And I've been trying to think about why I'm not that interested in tattoos, and I think it's because tattoos are decoration.
Yeah.
Just like jewelry is decoration.
Yeah.
Your clothes that you wear are decoration.
Yeah.
The makeup you wear is decoration. These
right.
are all decoration, and I have no history of having, you know, much
decoration.
Interest in decoration.
What are you wearing right now?
I'm wearing a shirt. It's
gay in the streets, gay in the sheets.
Yeah, it's
nice, dude.
You want to see it?
You know, I like the way you decorate yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I take some effort into
yeah,
decorating
you do,
myself.
You're doing a little pride decoration. I see.
Right, it's Gay History Month.
Yeah.
You know? You gotta like support the gays.
Yeah, for sure, know? Man. It's 2022.
So that's what I do. I'm out here.
Minorities, gays,
mm-hmm.
everyone.
So yeah, I decorate myself a little bit, but not to the extent where like
right.
I like. There's levels to decorating yourself, right? I think it's first clothes,
yeah.
Then it's jewelry,
right?
Then it's tattoos. I think.
Okay. All
you
right,
see Mike
so that,
over there?
Yeah.
He has some jewelry.
He got all three, dude.
He got all three.
He got all three. This dude is a decorator.
Mm-hmm.
He does it well. Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember last week we were talking about it all fair, and I was like thinking like, oh, like why am I into tattoos? And I think the main reason for me is because, well, number one, like, you know, people I looked up to when I was young, I was like, oh, they have tattoos. That's number one. But number two, it's like kind of in my generation, it was kind of against the norm, especially as a Korean. Like, that's like, you know, like my mom hates it. My mom cries when she sees a new tattoo.
Oh, no. She cried this last one?
Oh, yeah. Dude, she cries every time. She cries every time. And I think that probably is like motivates me to get more. not because she's crying, but because it's like it's like against what your parents are like wanting you to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people.
It's like one of those things.
Every time you get a tattoo, your mom cries.
She cries. I remember when I got my first tattoo, my dad like freaked out, and I didn't think that he would, but he freaked out. And
which one was your first?
Oh, it's on my shoulder.
Okay.
And it was a pretty interesting conversation. I don't know. He was like, just don't get any more.
That's a good talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Just don't do it again.
Yeah.
It's too late now. Don't do it again. Thanks. As we all sip the beer.
Yeah.
But yeah, that, I mean, that's my thoughts on tattoos. Yeah. And then plastic surgery is the same thing, I think.
Yeah.
It's decoration, baby.
Yeah. I think...
It could be decoration, yes, to certain people, but I think also it's like it helps people's self-esteem that
it's a thing.
They have issues with.
It's a self-esteem is a real issue in a population that's so big now. You know,
like for instance, like let's say if a girl was, or if anybody was born with like undeveloped ears, which is a thing. Like you can be born
right.
You know, without
like
your ears.
Or like a cleft lip or something.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And let's say, you know, we grow up and you want ears.
Yeah.
And you have the money for it. I'm like, yeah. Like,
get the ears.
Get the ears.
Do whatever you want.
No, grow the personality.
Grow the personality.
Well, yes. So yes, deep. Absolutely. Yeah. For I mean, sure.
I think that's different. Yeah. I think for me, I used to maybe be a little bit more negative on it. But then, you know, when you watch like documentaries, animal documentaries and stuff, and you see like the birds that like collect shiny stuff and like put it outside of their house, mm-hmm. you know, for a mate, mm-hmm. you see like the fish that make patterns into the sand to attract a mate. I just think we're just kind of doing our version of that with the, you know, with the stuff that's at hand. It's our version of like expressing ourselves and attracting a mate and, you know, like placing yourself in the world,
mm-hmm.
in a modern world that's like overcrowded and it's not quite, you know, it's not ideal for like a normal human psyche. I think it just happens, man. It's a spectrum, because I don't think you're ever going to have people who aren't going to do plastic surgery, you know, because there's like old tribe cultures, you know, that like do neck stuff, that like do
the neck rings, big ears,
you know. So it's so obviously it's like a part of human nature to want to stunt a little bit,
mm-hmm.
you know, like kind of be the one,
right?
You know, so you know, you can't fault them. It's just always going to be there, I think. Yeah, so for me, it's just like whatever, it ain't worth a you know, not complaining, but it ain't worth like just being like, you know, having any opinion about, because whatever it is, if it's not plastic surgery, it's going to be something else. You know, it's going to be, I don't know, transplanting your brain like into like a little younger person or something.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to get across of like, I wouldn't judge people, but yeah. if it's people, I just, you know. It's case by case, I guess. If like my daughter or you know, a family member or a close friend,
like, Daddy,
was like,
I just need the boobs.
Yeah,
give me some boobs.
Yeah, I would have a lot of conversations with her and be like, why do you want these birds?
I'm just not getting the boys that I want.
Right.
With these small titties. Are you gonna withhold it?
Well, I'd be like, what kind of boys do you want? Like, are you sure you want to attract these boys who are into these things?
These big titty boys.
Yeah.
But again, like that all, it's I think it's all related to childhood. I think if a girl was born and their parents gave her a lot of attention
right.
and said, no, she was pretty, and didn't see her dad going, damn, that girl in the Hooters was fucking had big boobs. If the girl didn't hear that growing up,
mm-hmm.
I don't think they would care. I think it's all how they right. were raised.
But so, it's not even how you were raised. I mean, you could just be at like school and
that's like possible too.
School friend tells you that big boobs are good, and then because they saw it somewhere, and then you're like, oh, maybe they are good. Maybe I'm not good enough. You know?
Hrothgar, I was born with multiple deformities. I wish I had gotten cosmetic surgery earlier than later.
There you go, Hrothgar.
There you go.
Yeah.
Born with multiple deformities?
Was there an option to have cosmetic surgery when you were younger, Hrothgar?
Or? I just love that sentence.
I was born with multiple deformities?
Yeah, that's like the start of like a great autobiography.
Yeah, I mean, I get it with that, you know, in those cases, like, you know, you're born with deformities, you know, whatever it is, certainly, of course. And I'm not against any of it. Just fucking, yeah. Just like, I'm not for people who are lying to themselves about cosmetic surgery.
Like that it's fixing anything.
I'm not and doing it's not. It. I'm
You're
not,
just putting new right. rims on the car.
Right.
Like, you're not dealing with the car.
A lot of women would say about breast augmentation, I'm not doing it for anyone. I'm doing it for myself.
Right. Right.
And like, I'm just like.
Right.
You know, again,
I think there's a form of truth to it though.
I used to believe the other way too.
Because in their mind, it's important, and it's like you and your receding hairline. We don't see it. You see it. They don't. Mm-hmm. We don't see like a boob issue, but they might see a boob issue exactly. or like a something issue.
Exactly.
And it's like instead of them like pondering it every day while they're like at work and living their life and not liking what they're doing and seeing, you know, and when they get dressed or whatever, they're just like, I want to just feel better about this. And if you got whatever grands you need to do it, just do it. Whatever, man.
Yeah, like the perfect example was like Mark Wahlberg used to have three nipples.
Mark Wahlberg, the singer?
Yeah, Marky Mark.
The rapper?
The rapper actor.
He Damn. Had three. He acts?
He had three. He used to have three nipples, but he got rid of the third one.
Dang, I would just keep the third one. Right. Where was it?
I'll show you a photo, but it was right under his pec.
His other nipple.
Right, right. And yeah. and early I'll just on get his it career, pierced. You can see it.
Just get that one pierced.
Yeah, just get that one pierced.
But that is a perfect example of it. It's like, it's. I mean, the dude has his shirt on. He can probably cover it up. But he personally probably was looking in the mirror and going like, yo, this is weird.
Yeah.
You know, and I got to get rid of this shit.
Yeah. He's like, I want to do more shirtless scenes.
Yeah, right. Oh man, are we looking up the third
Mark
nipple?
Mark Wahlberg's third nipple.
Let's do it. Fuck yeah!
Hey, do you remember the talk show host Mark Wahlberg?
No,
he's pretty good too.
Oh, it's right there. How many that just looks like has. A pimple.
Where's his third nipple?
Under his left.
Oh, that thing! It looks like a mole. Man, where do third nipples come from? Is that like a twin that they absorbed? Or something? Where does that come from?
I don't know.
Man.
I don't know.
I wonder how many nipples is the most nipples humans have ever had.
Oh, that's true. I think it stems from you know, because we were animals at one point.
And right.
You know, like animals do have
like dog nipples. Dog nipples.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly. Right.
Yeah, dogs be having like 8, 10, 12
Yeah,
nipples.
How many nipples do they have? They're like... insects with legs.
Like 8 or 10.
8 or 10 nipples?
No,
that's
six or eight
nipples. Six or eight. It's a six pack or an eight pack, I think.
Six or eight, yeah.
Because I'm imagining, I've never owned, like, a pregnant, like, lactating dog, but I've seen a few at friends' houses. Mm-hmm. I think it's like I don't think it's 10. It's kind of
it's
wild. Not 10.
It's like
10
six.
Boobs.
It's like six.
Yeah, six or eight. Oh, that's it?
Yeah, I guess that's a nipple.
Yeah. Man, you're really trying to get to it.
Zoom in real good on that.
Wikipedia doing the hard work here, trying to get us to that nipple. Hey, nice. Did you know if you shift scroll, you scroll side to side?
There it is. Okay, would I get that? Would I get that removed?
Yeah, would you get that removed? He wants to do more shirtless scenes, I bet.
Yeah, I'd probably get that removed.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was that one of your deformities, Hrothgar? You had multiple nipples? I hope I didn't offend you. But yeah, still a great first line of an autobiography. Great opening line.
Yeah, Hrothgar is a good dude.
Yeah.
Really supports Cookbook Roulette. He's like... He's somebody
I wonder
that,
what his deformities were. The way you describe it like that. Do you know him?
Mm-hmm.
More?
I know him more.
What kind of... Is he like a...
I can't...
Like he got...
He has...
Like a tail?
No, not a tail. It's... I think he has... I don't want to say. It's his business.
All right. Never mind. We don't want to get into it.
I was born with a larger tailbone.
Oh, that's right.
You were born with a larger tailbone.
Yeah, I do mess with, like, normally it's women because, you know, they're the ones that are like...
Do you wiggle it for them?
I do joke and be like, oh, yeah, I can wiggle it. but, you know, if they want to, I'll put their finger, like, in the tailbone area,
yeah.
And then let them touch it, which is kind of, I guess, saying it out loud is kind of weird, but
yeah,
it's funny because
but they always get a kick out of it. Yeah, are they always like, oh my god, that is a lot bigger than a normal tailbone?
Yeah, because I say like, oh, I was born with a tail and they got rid of it when I was born, they cut it off and this is what's left, and then I'll let them touch it and they either freak out, they laugh. It's funny. I think it's funny.
That's a good move. I mean, if I had like a natural real story to get a girl to touch the top of my crack, I would use it every time. Every time. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I'd take unnecessary clothes off.
Yeah, right?
And be like, here's my tailbone. They're like, why? Why are you just in
socks? It's a little bit bigger, I swear. Touch it.
No, Gabe, that's creepy. You shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
You shouldn't say that out loud.
I used to have... I don't have it anymore. It came and then it went, which is bizarre. But I used to have this like big cluster of moles right here, right? Like right below where my pants would sit.
I think I've seen a little bit.
Yeah.
Seen remnants of it.
Yeah, I have like a cluster of moles.
Mm-hmm.
I show that to girls all the time.
Are they there still?
A lot of them faded. It's weird. My moles come and go. It's weird.
We didn't get to talk about this last week, but Ryan Gosling and Margot Robbie are playing Barbie and Ken in a movie, or what is this?
This is a movie, yeah. It's the Barbie movie.
The Barbie movie?
Which I think is a long time coming.
I think so, too.
Yeah, where was this movie?
Too late.
Is it too late?
I don't know. Do girls play with Barbies?
But that's what I'm telling you. That's why they do things like this. That's the reason why they have to, like, you know, do what do you call the movie when they redo the movies?
Yeah, like Star Wars, like remakes.
Yeah, when they do remakes, it's not for us. It's to refresh everyone on the culture of like a new Lion King,
right?
And then to keep kids interested in Disneyland. And this is a move by Mattel to keep kids interested in Barbie again.
What is it about, though?
It's, you know, in 2022, it's probably her pursuing like a degree.
Uh-huh.
You know, she's like, I'm sick of just being a pretty girl. And then Ken's probably like, but why? Like, our life is so good over here. Look, check us out in our dream house. And then she's like, no, I want to be a paleontologist.
Okay, not a lawyer. That's good. Because it's legally blonde. Yeah, they look like they're playing. If I were to guess, this is a movie about Barbie and Ken, who No, there's no way it's... They are just somehow kept away from the outside world in their own little pink convertible pink mansion.
Like a Black Mirror episode.
Yeah, like a Black Mirror episode.
Whoa, that'd be dark.
And then they are... Somehow they get out into the real world and it's a culture shock for them.
Yeah.
And it's them learning about what's real, which is diversity.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Now, do you think there's a scene where like they get naked and it's just a round, or like Ken gets naked and it's just like a round, smooth?
I hope so.
Maybe. Maybe so. There's like a bathroom in the dream house and they're like, "What's this room for?" And it's just like a little joke.
Yeah, I never knew what this room was for.
Yeah.
And then they just kept walking. Nice.
In my opinion, I don't think the casting... These two are both... I mean, Margot Robbie's not that old, but Ryan Gosling's too old to be Ken. He looks right, though. I'm not going to lie. He looks good in this role. But he's just... I feel like he's just too old.
Well, I think he's still very likable.
Yeah, he is likable. He looks good in a good cowboy outfit, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's wild? He's wearing that, still comes off as hetero. What's that about? How is he doing that?
It's
Dude, he has a skill. I love how Ryan Gosling dresses. I think he's the best dressed male Hollywood actor.
Yeah. And Mike tells me this every time.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with the way he dresses.
Yeah. Yeah, every time Ryan Gosling comes up, he's like, "Yo, but have you seen the way the boy dresses?"
Hashtag gay pride.
Yeah, and this outfit, killing it.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's...
How do you like Margot Robbie as Barbie?
I like Margot Robbie a lot. Yeah. I think... I don't know if either of them are the best choice for Barbie and Ken, but not bad at all, still.
Do you think they have other characters in here that aren't like a blonde kind of thing going on?
It's hard to say. I'm not getting a lot from these pictures other than them living in this like
fake world.
Fake Barbie world.
Yeah, I wonder what it's about. Maybe you're right. Maybe they are escaping their world. Like Ken, like Barbie comes home one day to Ken and she's like, "Have you ever wondered why we never leave here?"
Right.
She's like, "I go to the store and I come here. I go to the salon and I come here. What else is there?"
Right, right.
Maybe.
I have no idea. It's hard to say.
Hard to say, but I'm excited. I'm willing to watch it. I bet they're going to try to do a good job. The casting suggests that they're making a real movie because these are real actors. Like, that's both true. Of them are heavy hitters. They got good performances. They're like really good at what they do, so... It seems like a serious, tongue-in-cheek kind of movie.
And I believe these are two Academy Award-nominated actors.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming they, if I have to guess, they got paid a lot of money. I hope so, because why else would they do this fucking movie?
Maybe the script's really good.
That's true. It could be.
Probably.
I bet it launches Barbie back into the zeitgeist.
Well, because in the end of the day, this movie, no matter how good the script is and what the message is, it's about selling product, right? In the end of the day, it's about selling more Barbies.
Yeah.
And I think for them to be willing to do something like that, I'm assuming they got paid a shitload of money.
I think so. They're both on the same level, I think. Like, you know, acting-wise. So, what else we got?
Oh, you guys want... I mean, we're at an hour and 18.
We're out of time.
Oh, we're out of time?
All right.
Dang.
Well, there's something I wanted to do, actually.
What's up?
So, you got a wedding coming up.
Yeah.
I got a wedding coming up.
Yep.
And I'm your best man.
Yeah.
Your brother is your best man.
Yeah.
But I need a best man.
Yep.
So, would you do me the honor?
Oh, it's happening! It's happening!
Of being
Oh, it's a bucket hat that says best D.
Would you be my best man?
Yes.
AKA my best D.
Yes, I will. Let's hug. Thank you. That's great. Oh, I feel so good. All right, we're going to make a good... This is going to be great. This is going to be so good. Special, are you giving that back to me?
No, not giving it back to you.
I didn't want to give you... Well, we're having a little toast, that's all.
Okay.
So, drinking this on special occasions. This is what Dennis got me when he asked me to be his best man. This Yamato Japanese whiskey. So... We drank it once. I forget why, but I think it was maybe right before your bachelor party.
Yeah, yeah. Leading up to it.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Sorry. Yeah. I forget. This thing comes in like a whole armored suit. But I didn't want to get you a bottle. And but I know you have a affinity for bucket hats.
Mm-hmm. I do. Thank you. Oh, and it fits. You got the largest size available.
And it says bestie.
It says bestie.
Which I think like is this. Great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Because you're my best Dennis.
Thank you.
And you're my best man. And you could also just wear that hat around and be like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I got the best D.
I do. I'd still get an enlargement. That's just me.
I won't judge you for it. Pop, pop.
Pop, pop. Thank you. I'm so touched.
Smooth.
Oh, man. Oh, the weight of this, the responsibility of this bucket hat.
Oh, don't worry. It'll be real easy. I tapped Andy, AK, to be a groomsman.
Uh-huh.
And to be a co-planner with you.
Oh, thank
for
goodness.
For my bachelor party.
Yeah, AK is the best.
I'm going to make it very easy. So I'll send you guys a spreadsheet that I've already created.
Okay.
With dates, people, activities, and so don't worry.
Okay.
Don't worry.
So you planned it.
I have it in my head.
Okay.
I didn't put it on a spreadsheet. I was just
okay.
but yeah. So.
All right. I'm excited. Let's do it. Oh! I'm so excited to party.
A great moment in Pop Pop Cast history.
Wow.
And a lovely moment for the 3,000 live viewers.
Yup.
How about we take it home with the quiz?
Yeah, how about we take it home with the quiz?
Or bring it home with the quiz.
Oh, man. Well, you got any ideas off the top of your head? What's your first idea for a bachelor?
Vegas.
Shit, I got to write a speech now.
Vegas, August 20th. Vegas, August 20th.
Vegas, August 20th.
Yeah. Okay. The 20th, Jasmine's is the weekend after.
Okay.
Ours could be this, so it could be either of those weekends, but I think I prefer the 20th. And Vegas, it's a UFC weekend. UFC's not in Vegas, but it's a pay-per-view, and we can go watch it at that same restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that place. I think, what was some other things I wanted to do? There were just like certain things I want. Oh, I want to shoot a happy hour episode.
A happy hour episode. Yeah. Oh, interesting.
I think I want an Airbnb if it's possible. But if not, we just get like one hotel suite and then everyone else, you know, individual hotel rooms.
Okay.
Because I liked being together, I guess. But... You know, it's Vegas, too. Sometimes it's just easier to just get rooms and whatever. So, yeah. Happy hour episode. UFC pay-per-view. Probably some sort of like cabana situation, some like day drinking by the pool. I don't know. And then something outside the box, you know, something special, something different, you know, maybe go to the strip club, you know, are we playing now?
Well, whose idea was it to go to Area 15 or Area
51?
No, it should have been Area 51, but they named it something else.
What is that?
Escape room, says Pro Duma.
Well, because remember...
Escape room.
They probably have some good ones in Vegas. Stripper escape room.
Well, because remember the last time we went to Vegas,
dude.
We went to a...
I mean,
Area 31, whatever the area was.
I think it was Area 15.
But who was the one who...
That's my idea.
See, that was a good idea.
Yeah, I'd be down to do something like that. I think Vegas has a lot of like a lot of things to do. Yeah. You just got to, I want to go to that Thai restaurant.
Yeah.
That's like off strip. We got to make reservations for that.
They made a bigger location.
Just two,
it's
right?
Like closer to the strip. No, I don't know if they, I think they closed down the older one.
Oh, that's too bad.
They've got a bigger one. It's like, it's off strip, mm-hmm. but it's big off strip. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like next to a Lowry's. That's how big it is.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn. So I think it's going to be like things like that. Like
okay.
That specific restaurant, shoot a happy hour, UFC Saturday night, something.
All right.
So I'm scared of pools, but.
You're scared of pools?
Yeah.
Yeah. The older I get, the less I will get into a public pool.
Yeah.
Like, I just look at the size of things and then how many people are like, you couldn't threaten me with a gun to get into a bathtub with 10 people. You know what I mean? To sit in a bathtub with 10 people. Right. Were you supposed to have shorts on and that makes it better?
Right.
Like, nah. Nah, dude, I ain't doing it.
I just bring a spray bottle. Just go to the pool and just like, we'll just spray each other with water.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
To stay cool.
Yeah, they need to like come up with a better pool system where there's like...
I think maybe like...
Cleaner.
Yeah, I mean, maybe some of the nicer pools, like those club pools, like those day club ones. Ah, that's... I don't think I could do that.
Those, like, there's so many people in those day pools where the water is like body temperature. It feels gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? And like everyone's like knee deep in water.
I think drinking. That's what, like if we get an Airbnb with a pool... Like, that would probably be ideal, because
that's our
pool.
Yeah.
You know? But whatevs. We'll talk about it. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
In the meantime...
We doing a quiz alone? There's no one in here.
Well, we reveal things about ourselves.
It's true.
Quiz.
We'll just do it for ourselves and the podcast. We don't have to wait for no one. Let's go. Order an expensive Italian dinner to reveal which Disney sidekick your soul aligns with. Ooh, I hope it's flounder for me. Do I have to eat fish or avoid fish?
I don't know.
Italian appetite. I like a bread roll.
We could pass on these.
On the appetizer?
I like calamari.
Calamari is good. But that means...
So flounder's out.
Yeah, flounder's out, I think. I can't. If I'm eating sea creatures, I can't have a sea creature friend. All right, pick a main course. All of this is Italian. There's like, this is all the same thing, basically, to me. What do you want?
Lasagna is like nice.
You like a lasagna?
I mean, pasta is so and open-ended there.
It could be any kind of pasta. Pasta is lasagna, too.
It's true.
You know? It just takes 30 minutes. That's all.
I like lasagna.
Yeah, I like a lasagna, too. I'm not going to lie.
What about a side?
A side. Truffle fries, salad. Roasted veggies, no thanks. Oh, man. I'm like, it depends on what I'm eating, but I'm into fries and roasted veggies. Also, salad. I like all of it.
Yeah, all of it's pretty good. I don't know, man. I don't know. Lasagna and fries don't make sense.
Okay, lasagna.
It's either vegetables or salad. Salad?
I'd go more roasted veggies. Just keep it all warm.
Let's do it.
Roasted veggies. We're making our perfect dinner.
Which dessert would you like?
Yo, this is all Italian stuff. What is up with here?
That's what it said.
Is that the theme?
Yeah.
Oh, I read it and I didn't even register that.
I wasn't paying attention and I knew it was Italian. Tiramisu, cannoli, gelato, zippa bellies.
I like a gelato, I guess.
Yeah, gelato. Gelato it up. I'll take it with that girl's hand, too. What will you wash it all down with? Sparkling water, iced tea, peach citrus, Bellini.
Get a little booze.
Yeah, booze.
Is
Bellini.
Iced tea Italian? And sparkling water is Italian?
Sparkling water.
Exactly. Yeah,
so you just got to say it that way. And which Disney movie are you watching after dinner? I'll let you choose this.
Oh, man.
Damn, Little Mermaid's on here. This is kind of tricky.
Yeah.
You didn't know she's Italian.
You know, I like either Little Mermaid or Tangled, but that's because I'm a little old school. Frozen's a little bit, you know, like, I think you get more out of it if you're a girl or a woman. It's like a sister story. And Mulan, I'm just triggered by the picture that they chose for Mulan. Like, why is she geisha'd out? She's hardly geisha'd out in that movie.
That's so true. You're right. I didn't even think of that.
I like Mulan.
You like Mulan?
Yeah.
All right, let's do Mulan.
It's like a fetish, you know?
Yeah?
No.
Olaf, he's from Frozen, right? He's a snowman. I think he's from
Olaf, warm, friendly, and kind. Olaf is the perfect companion. Just like you. Sharing a love of warm hugs, both of you treasure special moments with friends and family. It's fucking hard to read.
I was just going to say, you're having a hard time there.
Warm and friendly. Is that what we are?
We're like, I mean, that's our sidekick.
Oh, so our sidekick.
That's a good sidekick for us. Warm and friendly, that's a good sidekick for me.
Oh, yeah. That's a good sidekick for anybody.
Yeah.
What do these quizzes fucking reveal?
They don't do anything, man. They never reveal much.
They need to show us all of the answers, like all of the results.
This is the equivalent of like a kid coming up to you and doing like one of those fortune tellers.
Uh-huh.
They're like, pick a number, pick a color, or whatever.
Pick a letter, yeah.
Yeah, and then when they reveal it to you, it's like you're gay. Like, you're just doing it just to see what the options were. You're not really doing it to reveal anything.
Yeah, I want to see all the options. Yeah. And you fold them all up.
And yeah, you unfold it and you realize, oh, I would have been gay the whole time.
Yeah, you're all gay. Everyone's gay. Doesn't matter. And that's what happens, baby. It's what happens. Gay Pride Month, baby. Celebrate it.
Do they make those fortune tellers in school anymore? Do they know what paper is? I don't know what kids know anymore.
You know, they probably don't even have to make those because they just have their phone.
Right, they got like tablets or something. Do they even fold shit and like
an app
just
now.
That's an app. You're right.
Yeah. It's an app. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what these kids do these days.
Yeah, but if I were to imagine back in the day, like with us, we weren't doing nothing. We were just folding paper and passing the time, really.
Yeah, man.
Playing tag and whatnot.
Not like kids today getting plastic surgery and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Nicolas Cage.
Smart move
with the hair plugs.
Fucking.
Getting back in it.
You got to do it, I guess.
Yeah. Gabe's coming around.
I'm not against it. I'm not against me getting anything done in the future.
Yeah.
Like I told you.
You get a boob job.
You know, somebody, there's a guy that like lost a bet and had to get a boob job once.
What? Like a news story?
It's
like he lost a bet with his buddies.
Uh-huh.
And then he had to get a boob job.
Uh-huh.
And he went through with it.
Yeah, I think he showed up on like Howard Stern or something like that.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Like Howard Stern was
what's
like,
What's the upside of that? I would just give the friend money.
You know, it wasn't. Well, I think his friend was like, I'll give you $1 million if you get
a boob job.
Yeah.
And he
did it.
Oof.
I don't think it was $1 million, though. I think it was like 100,000 or something.
Wow. That's like a whole thing. I hope that person wanted a boob job anyway.
Maybe it wasn't Howard Stern, but maybe man loses bet, gets boob job. There he is. That's fine. Gambling. Oh, what are the headlines say?
Why can you show this one? Because it's medical looking?
I don't know the rules. I mean, this
dude. 100,000. Yeah, we don't have to show it. Gambling man gets breast implants for a $100,000 bet. So I think somebody said, I bet you
$100,000 you wouldn't get a boob job. Yeah,
and he got
and
it.
And he's like, do I have to give you $100,000 if I don't get one? He's like, yeah. He's like, all right, I guess I'll get one.
Oh, man.
Oh, I love this picture. Throw this picture up there.
He just had it up, yeah.
Wow, look at that. Yeah.
Can you go back to like the, I mean, we don't have to show it, but you could.
So what's happening in this episode of Botched? Is he taking them out?
I have no idea. Let's get a good look at him.
Wow.
Damn.
Can you show the picture the above picture without the nipples? Because I don't want to get in trouble, but that gives you an idea of what's happening. Wow. All right. So we're going to end it right there. Thanks, everyone. Just leave the picture up. This is going to be our outro image. If you're listening to us on the podcast, check us out on YouTube for the exclusive visual of what I'm looking at right now, which is a man that I would not trust children with, even if he had regular boobs. And now he has
fake
boobs. Full-on fake boobs. I mean, even like, did he get two different sizes? I don't know what's happening down there. Like,
did he say
I don't even want the same size?
He's just hanging out at an angle.
Oh, okay. You know? All right. That's.
I think he got a pretty good boob job.
You know, I guess. I guess it looks right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? All right. Thanks for watching. That was Pop Popcast. Please follow us, subscribe, like, comment. But mostly just share us with your friends. Watch or listen to the podcast, subscribe to the podcast. It's fucking good.
That's right. I am not doing Cookbook Roulette tomorrow, but I think I'm going to be doing it in Omaha, Nebraska. I'm going to be visiting my nephew who lives in Omaha, Nebraska.
Tomorrow?
No, I'm leaving this weekend. So we are postponing Cookbook Roulette to when I am over there in Omaha, Nebraska. Wow. And we'll do a special Cookbook Roulette there.
Wow.
Yes.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, I wanted to do it tomorrow, but it's not. I got too much going on.
Yeah.
Too much going
on. Life do that sometimes.
Yeah. But I'm going to be in Omaha, Nebraska, so why not do a Cookbook Roulette out there?
I'm jealous.
Just going to do it from my cell phone. It's going to be me and my nephew, Isaiah. It's going to be fun.
Cool. I'm into it. So you got that to look forward to. You heard it. Pop Popcast. Cookbook Roulette. OK's Happy Hour.
Gain the sheets.
Gain the streets.
That's right.